The luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Hello, caller. You're on Sunday Sports Album. Go ahead.
Holy cow! He saved the ball game!
Final score, the world champion, Boston Southern.
We'll be right back with Isaiah Thomas.
It's not that I've done everything in football, but I've coached at Michigan.
The pitch, swing and a high fly ball in the right. It's going to be a home run into the upper deck.
Joining us now from Aspen, Colorado is Chris Evert.
As I get older, I get more emotional.
Hi, this is Steve Eisman of the Detroit Red Wings. Mitch Albom and Mike Stone on the Sunday Sports Album.
You're on the Trivia Trifecta. Go ahead.
Jack Morris of the Detroit Tigers. Strike three.
Next batter. Five. He is over. Touchdown. Billy Sims, former Detroit Lion running back. Billy, give us a quick update on what you're doing down there right now.
Yeah, because I've been working out, thinking about coming out of retirement.
No. No. You're on the Sunday Sports Album with Mrs. Thomas, Isaiah's mom.
Oh, Mrs. Thomas?
Yes?
I'd like to wish you a happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. And do you have children?
No. I'm only 13.
Oh, you're only 13?
Yeah.
Bless your heart. You better not have any children.
Dennis Rodman, our guest on the Sunday Sports Album. I got to ask you about these interviews you keep conducting in gay bars.
I go a lot of gay bars because I feel free when I'm there.
Mark from Detroit, you're with us on the Sunday Sports Album. What's on your mind?
I'm so mad at that bum. I just don't understand him. That bum is getting paid $5 million.
This man should have his own show. Talking to Joe Dumars here on the Sunday Sports Album.
We practice every day at 11 o'clock. Everybody gets to practice about 10 because Jerry Springer comes on at 10 o'clock. So everybody comes in and watch the fights on Jerry Springer that they have every day.
Barry Sanders is our guest here on the Sunday Sports Album. Does it bother you when you get caught from behind?
It does hurt a little bit.
And then they
you know you got
to
come out. Touchdown, Tommy
else.
Comes
yeah.
in.
Yeah. Tommy owes me. He owes me big.
He owes you more. Yeah.
I think they're slowly moving me out, Mitch.
Oh, that. Bran Hill is our guest here.
What is your secret talent?
I am a great DJ. I was Sweet G. That was my name.
Sweet G? Sweet G.
Tiger pitcher Todd Jones is here with us.
You guys don't even probably like leaving the clubhouse these days.
It's gross. It's sickening. And I mean, like it or not, we will be stuck here. And this is our team.
But Oscar drops the glove. And here we go. It's Wah with a left hand. Oscar answers back. They move in front of the player. Spencer. Oscar took down Wah.
You're next on Trivia Trifecta.
This is Sergei Fedorov of the Detroit Red Wings. And in Russia, you would be called a chuda.
Lloyd Carr,
Steve Eisen,
Joe Dumas,
Mike Elliott,
Thomas Hitman Hearn,
Nicholas Lidstrom,
Ben Wallace,
Chuck Yackin, Sergey Fedorov,
Bo Shumba,
Jerry Rice,
you are missing
Monday Sports Hour.
Brett Favre joins us here. Does that make any difference to you guys whatsoever, what you're wearing?
To me, no. I mean, if you're slow and you're white, it doesn't matter.
We're honored to have Phil Jackson join us here on the Monday Sports Album. I want to give you a chance to say hello to another coaching legend from a different sport.
50 years of pride down the drain.
That's my favorite one.
I never knew McLean sounded such like a twit. Yeah.
Tom Tolbert, put up with Bill Walton.
It's funny because, you know, last year, I was sitting there watching him, and I was like, well, what the hell are you saying? Like, to my TV. And now I'm like, man, what the hell are you saying right next to him?
And now, with some words of wisdom, Don Cherry.
There's never been a hockey player that couldn't play with a hangover.
This is Joey Harrington. You're listening to Monday Sports Album.
Hi, Misha.
This is the Sunday Sports Album with Mitch Albom and Mike Stone on 98.7 WLLZ.
Well, that... Thank you and good night. That was 20 years, give or take, represented of a sports show that when it began was actually quite ahead of its time. It was, I believe, the first sports talk show on an FM rock and roll radio station that we knew about in the country. And it began on a little station up on 14 Mile and Orchard Lake Roads, WLLZ, Sunday night, in place of the Lost Lennon tapes, which they had been running.
With Elliot Mintz.
Yeah. And as you can hear, my co-host back from those days when we started, this was Michael Stone's first full-time radio gig,
absolutely.
Right?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The show was a...
So this is who we blaming for this.
Yeah, I started, Michael.
Right, yeah, we decided down. Having like bagels or something over breakfast one day. Hey, let's do a show.
Why not? And they let us, yeah. Which was really astounding. Yeah. Mike has gone on to bigger and better things. I don't know better. I don't know bigger.
Well,
he's gone on other things.
WDFN, it's a fine place, but I want to. I'll say this: I'm a lot grayer, a lot fatter, and
You're pretty much the same guy.
I'm pretty much the same. I still don't look people in the eye, and I still just have mindless facts.
And we began that night in November of 1988, right after the World Series had ended. And we didn't know if we could get any athletes to come on our program or talk to us or anything like that. And our first guest was probably the biggest star in the country at that time, because he had almost single-handedly, with one swing, won the World Series for the L.A. Dodgers. And that was Kirk Gibson, who joined us on the program that very first night, along with, you remember the second guest, Michael?
Fennis Dembo and Michael Williams, right?
Fennis Dembo, Michael, the back of the bench,
yeah,
for the Detroit Pistons. Now, we don't know where Fennis and Michael are right now, or even if they are. But here is from the first show, the very first show 20 years ago. We felt, remember, Mike, we felt there wasn't enough to just have athletes on and interview them.
Right.
We had to do, like, we had to be like a morning show at 9 o'clock at night on a Sunday night.
Right, especially usually after a Lions loss, we were the first place where people could actually vent on the Lions at that time, but we decided that wasn't enough. We had to do something wacky.
Right, and here is our little wacky bit with Kirk Gibson that night in the first show. just to show you how much energy we've lost over the years. Listen to this this bit about ordering a pizza when Kirk Gibson was on the program.
Our guest will be coming in a few minutes, Kirk Gibson. I saw him just out in the hallway before we started the show, and he was kind enough to hand me, where is it here, the Los Angeles Dodgers, 1988 Los Angeles Dodgers World Champions hat. Appreciate that, and as a matter of fact, I want to retaliate with a gift for Gibby, and being a little hungry since we didn't have a chance to eat dinner, I'm actually going to order out some food here. Now, let's see. I got some number. This Domino's Pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to order a pizza, please.
All right, what size would you like?
Nice big cheese one.
Okay, large?
Maybe a Tom Monahan special, you got something like that?
Yeah, we got a couple.
Maybe it's got some crow on it or something? Okay, nice big cheese one.
All right.
And I want it delivered to WLLZ Studios. I want the name delivered to Gibson.
Oh, all right.
Mr. Gibson.
Thanks.
If Mr. Monahan's around, have him bring it over.
Oh, okay, well, I haven't seen him lately. He's probably down in Florida or something, but...
Okay.
You guys are terrible.
Domino's Pizza delivers. What's your name?
Jeff Sandler.
Jeff Sandler. Is this the Tom Monahan special we got here?
This is a Tom Monahan special.
I don't have anything to do with
this.
No,
here's a Domino's pizza.
That's
for you.
Not a fair
Take
question either. That's not a fair question.
What, if you eat this stuff?
No.
Now, how much is this stuff going to cost us?
$13.07.
$13.07? Would you pay $13 for pizza?
No comment.
This is a little cold.
These are loaded questions.
Check this out.
Is this a little cold?
Is this pizza a little cold to you?
As I remember, we got in trouble for that.
I want to know where Jeff Sandler is. He's probably head of some like website or something, making millions and millions.
Probably has his own
Congress
Domino's.
Right.
Probably
has like Sandler.
He probably has four franchises. Probably has Little Caesars franchises actually. Yeah. But we felt that we needed to do routines. And we used to do comedy routines and all the rest of it.
And they weren't very funny.
No, but you know, at Sunday night. There was nothing else going on. Now, you see, Michael, the landscape, and Kenny, you see it, obviously. Michael works in this all day long. The whole landscape has changed. Do you remember how unique it was to have a sports program in Detroit at that time? I mean, people, we had banks of calls of people because there was no place else for them to go.
Right. I mean, J.F. Frank did sports rap back before he was endorsing all sorts of candidates, but he did sports rap back then. Remember, he was a sportscaster?
You could say that because I can't fire you from this station.
I know. But seriously, I mean, Frank in sports rap was great, but that was, you know, during the weekend. Like I said, the Lions would, as they are now, would lose, and people wanted a place to vent. And it was before WDFN, so there was no place to vent. We'd come on the air at 9 o'clock to 11, and as soon as 9 o'clock, the phones would already be lit up. People want to fire Wayne. That was Darryl Rogers back in the day, but Wayne Fonts. Boy, remember, we wish you had Wayne Fonts now, don't we?
We went through a lot of coaches. Just to prove the point, by the way, this is from the first show, me doing the Lions score. This is from our very first show 20 years ago. Listen to how similar this could be actually in a couple weeks. Play it.
In case you want to call us on the Sunday Sports Album. Again, 298 Rock, 298 Roll, the numbers all night long here to talk to us or our guests. But you won't need to call right now for the football scores because we're going to give them to you right now. We'll begin with the Minnesota Massacre. The Lions crushed by the Vikings 44-17. I hope you didn't pick the Lions with the points as I did. Very bad. Another absolutely pathetic performance by the Detroit offense. And yes, I said offense. Even though the defense allowed 44 points, you almost couldn't blame them. They were on the field more time than the referees.
What's up with that number? Is it 40? Is it
298 rock? 298 roll. We had two lines.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
298 rock.
We didn't do area codes back in 89.
No, I guess
no,
not.
We didn't have to.
What area codes? Everybody was in the same
code. We were all 313.
Everyone was 313.
Is that what it was?
Think about area codes. But couldn't that be, outside of the fact that my voice sounded like I was in high school, couldn't that be today?
Absolutely.
All right, periodically, I guess different people may be joining us on the program who we don't even know who they are, but I understand there's someone on the line with us right now. Hello.
Hello, Mike and Mitch, how you doing? It's your favorite guest.
Well, we don't need any introduction there. We know that voice.
Congratulations on your 20th year. They said you wouldn't last 20 days, and here you are.
Grapes, you and I and Michael went back almost to the beginning. I think that we may have been your sort of introduction to the broader Detroit and American radio audience. Because
I think you did. I remember you came over to Windsor. Did we have Fedorov or Larionov? Which one?
I think we had Fedorov. We had my favorite was we had Dennis Vial come on to talk about all the big food he was going to eat. And
the steaks. Yeah.
Yes, and John Shabbat,
and Bob Probert.
Yeah, Probert. Yeah, I remember all the boy. We had a lot of fun back in those days. I used to come on every week. That's when you used to give me a break, but now you're big time with the author and all that.
I
get on once in a while.
Yeah, once in a while. Well, like, you haven't done a whole lot with your time since then. You've just been sitting around waiting for us to call you, right?
Well, you better believe it. Hey, listen, you guys must be happy the way Detroit's going.
Yeah, so far. Last couple games, maybe not so, but so far. We'll just be happy if they can stay healthy until the playoffs. And then the real season starts around here, as you know,
Don. Power plays. They win 3-2. They get three power plays. I'll tell you. The power play, you don't have a good power play now, you're going nowhere.
That hasn't changed in 20 years.
What
happened to that play? How long did you keep that Don Cherry's over in Windsor?
Oh, we had it right up until about 5 years ago. It was going pretty good. Things run its course. We got some around Ontario. We got them all over. We still have 17 of them going anyhow.
Wow.
They're not franchises for me. They're licensees, which is different, but so I don't have to visit them as much. But remember, I used to be down there all the time.
Oh, I remember there was lines out the door when we did the event over at your place, and Probert was there. I think, John Shabbat. I'm not even sure Eiserman might have showed up.
There was a Russian there, too, wasn't there?
There was a Russian, and that was against your will, but we still let him in. You carded him, I believe, and you asked to see his passport when he got in.
But we had a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun.
We did.
I tell you, boy, 20 years, that's pretty good.
Well, Don, we want to thank you for being a part of that. And those memories were great. And the fact that we're still friends and still talk to one another is even better.
And I bet you're great having Mike back, too, eh?
Yeah.
Well, thank you,
yeah,
Don.
Well, we see each other all the time.
Well, listen,
we just don't see it on the radio. So thank you for calling us.
Well, listen, thank you very much. And Carrie, I'll tell you, she never gives up. And congratulations. I hope I phone in another 20 years, you guys.
We hope so, too, because that would mean we'd be alive at the time. Don Cherry joining us.
It's
a great one. Toodaloo.
Toodaloo.
Now, as I mentioned, Kirk Gibson was on our first show. And then, of course, we started doing these anniversaries because we didn't think we would last 2 weeks. Then we lasted a year. We lasted 2 years. And we ended up always asking Kirk to come back on. Poor guy. If he had ever been on the third show, he never would have been bothered with all these phone calls. Here from the third anniversary show, this is when we asked Kirk to call in on that. Here it is.
Kirk Gibson, welcome back. Nice to see you again.
Thanks, Vince. You know, this has become such an occasion, and I was just thinking, this might even be better, just being on this third anniversary show. Then that home run I hit in the World Series. You're getting big here.
I knew it was one or the other.
Mike Davis, the
might as well relive that moment, huh?
Yeah, I need it.
This will make you feel better.
Now the Dodgers don't need the muscle of Gibson as much as a base hit. Sacks waiting on deck. But the game right now is at the plate. High fly ball into right field. She is gone!
You know, it's going to be a day where you're going to wake up in the morning with that. That's going to be like your alarm clock, you know, years from now when you're done with sports. And just, This will be the. She is gone. He said, oh, I'm going to start the day feeling good now.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet.
The official Kirk Gibson alarm clock.
17 years after that, 20 years after the first show, and I'm happy to say that Kirk Gibson believes in tradition because he's on the line with us right now. Hello, Kirk.
Hey, I do wake up to that every day.
What's up, Gibby?
Hey, Tony, how you doing? That and the Domino's pizza.
That and the Domino's pizza. We played that clip before. We can't believe to what lengths we went to try to entertain people on a Sunday night when our audience was probably 12 people.
Well, we ordered the Domino's pizza, but we ate the E.G. Nick's.
That's right. And we're still eating it.
Where is
It's out right outside the door. E.G. Nick's, we still get the pizza. We still get the chicken. We get the ribs.
And it was $13 in 89, huh, for a Domino's pizza.
Back in 89, yeah. I think it's gotten cheaper. Yeah,
right. You get them for $5 now.
What about that? Kirk, how are you?
I'm good. That's good stuff. You guys are still on. No, I just had an anniversary not too long ago, actually. You know, the home run, and, you know, people are saying, hey, it's your anniversary, and you're thinking, it's really not an anniversary, but I guess it is, and now you guys are following shortly thereafter.
That's
was this the night right here?
Almost. I think we were like 1 or 2 days off, but it's as close as we can come and still land on the night that we're actually doing it. Back then, we were doing Sunday nights, and we were just talking about this, Kirk, Mike and I. It was such a different landscape, and I'm sure you've seen this now. There was no sports talk radio. So for you guys to come and, like, sit down and do an interview in a radio, I remember some athletes, Mike, remember, they would wear, like, suits and ties.
Yeah.
They would come in because they thought, well, I'm going to be on something. I don't know. And now with all the talk radio that's out there, can you contrast that for us? Give me what it was like to be an athlete back in those days before everybody was talking.
Well, I think it was kind of more of an honor, maybe, you know, to get asked to do something like that, because you said there wasn't that many of them, and maybe the opinions weren't as diverse and watered down as they are nowadays.
Mm.
As you know, I mean, every station you turn on, it's everybody has an opinion, and, you know, people don't wear suits to studios anymore. In fact, we have a lot better technology, so you can do it from almost anywhere.
That's right.
But, you know, sports talk radio, I predict, will be the reason baseball has instant replay. It's going to happen. I was just listening to the games this year and how they just replayed everything in super slow-mo from 5 different angles and just scrutinized what the umpires have to make, a decision in about a quarter of a second. And then, they just kept talking about it and talking about it and talking about it. I think it's unfortunate because I think people are going to lose how hard it is to do what they do, or even a baseball player does, or really any athlete does.
Mm.
But, they keep talking it up, and the media, and they'll cave, Buttfield will cave, and it'll be. Mm. I don't want to see it, but it will be.